Plum Granny.
Well, I'm thinking something more common.
Let's see now. Is it a quince?
Or just something, you know, in Christmas, what is Santa Claus supposed to put in stockings? What kind of fruit?
Oranges and, let's see, that'll be studying on the other one now.
Well, oranges was what I was thinking of.
Oranges.
Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
gone.
Okay. And what sort of things did you grow in a garden?
Well, collards, cabbages, turnips, and rutabagas.
What do you call all those things?
Say what they're called?
Yeah, the turnips and collards.
Collards. Well, the turnips has roots on them.
Uh-huh.
And the collard just grows up and has leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the mustard grows up with this leaves. They don't have no roots. And the rutabagas has roots on them.
What do you call those leaves when you cook them?
Well, let's call them rutabaga leaves or collard leaves or whatever they might be.
You say you cook the turnips and make a mess of...
Turnips. Mm-hmm. Let's make a mess of turnips, all I know.
Okay. Did you ever call that salad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I called it salad sometimes. Sometimes I say turnips.
Uh-huh. And greens?
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, collard salad and turnip salad and mustard salad and rutabaga salad.
What about poke?
Poke salad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I cook that sometime when I can find it. I won't find none now to cook. I could get that and boil it and wash it off after I boil it, and then I'll get some young turnips or something and mix with them.
Uh-huh.
I call that salad, poke salad.
What else do you grow in a garden?
Well, onions, sweet peas, English peas.
Talking about the onions, what do you call those little young fresh ones that you pull up and eat?
Fool gone, I reckon. He ain't woke up and gone.
Huh?
I say he gone, I reckon. Them little young, I don't know what to call them. Nah, sure don't. Lord have mercy.
Oh, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take these onions and, well, you get them early in the spring, you know, before they get real big. And
mm-hmm. Little old bitty things like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always get them and set them out, and then they'll make big old roots.
Uh-huh.
When they get rooted, then time to take them up by the top, so go to die and you dig the roots up and save them. And I have, when I can crop mine, when they'd be growing up, crop them off and fry them with eggs, mix them up with eggs.
What about a little red thing that grows down in the ground?
Reddish.
Okay. And what about something that's red? It grows up on a... You stake it up. Grows on a bush.
Tomatoes.
Okay. What do you call those little ones?
Them little red things growing up.
Well,
I call them